Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back. This is Lance's last day. He's going to take the rest of the week off.
Or last day ever.
Or last day ever.
The cartel gets to me.
The what?
The cartel gets
to me. What are they getting? What's the cartel going to get to you for?
I mean, if they don't like some of my draft write-ups.
Oh, the cartel has a problem with your draft write-ups?
I don't know. Everyone has a problem with draft write-ups. People I say are going to be Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers, they get mad at my draft write-ups.
Did somebody come after you?
And if all of a sudden, we know Patrick Paul didn't love the fact that I thought he had any weaknesses, and then he told us his weaknesses. Roma Dunze didn't like the fact that I said he needs to improve his route running. Because these players are flawless.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Every college football player that goes in the league has no flaws.
That is true.
They're flawless. I mean, some get drafted in the third round, and there's only so many. Listen, when you're flawless, when you have 300 flawless people going into the league, you still have to stack them. Like, who has the least?
Well, but you're probably not happy where you stack them either. I would imagine I'm a sixth rounder, really?
No one's ever happy with. Well, I just put what the league projection is, but I give them my grades. But like I said, I mean, this could be my last show. You just never know. You need to be giving me my flowers every day, guys.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I would say.
RIP Lance.
Are you under threat of assassination?
Is he in a what?
Are you under threat of assassination?
Yeah. I always am. That's how I live my life, and I don't care. This is why people should give me my flowers. I never know when I could just be sitting there and some draft prospect gets mad and kidnaps me.
Kidnaps you? What are you worth?
I'm pretty
not
sure.
That much. And do you know what? And here's why I know I'm done. My wife would say, keep them.
What?
She's not paying the ransom.
No. She ain't paying no ransom.
She'll just take life insurance.
Yeah. No.
Will she ask for proof of death instead of proof of life?
100%.
Put a
newspaper next to him.
Make sure he's dead.
Put an extra one in him.
Well, hopefully you're only just gone those 4 days. And if you are,
if not,
tomorrow
Dell gets an upgrade.
Dell. Then can I say Macedel?
No.
Can I say that?
No, you can't.
Well, it'll be our show.
It wasn't Macedel.
Don't take it to another level.
No, my gosh.
What's the matter with you? Why don't you just say this afterwards?
White power. I don't know why.
There's no golf tournament tomorrow.
John McClain is actually going to join me in studio tomorrow.
Oh, good.
He's going to hang out with
Eric Layton the other day.
Eric Layton is going to be here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
By the way, we are going to have golf tournament the 21st.
Yes, the 21st. We will have the golf tournament has been moved from tomorrow, and hopefully the course will be dried out by then.
And we'll find out if anyone has to drop out because of them, we may have some spots open up where you can come play.
Yeah,
with us.
Yep.
Now I get to play.
If you couldn't play on the 21st, you never play.
I'm playing now.
Are you?
I don't have draft.
All right. Yeah. We're going to do the show there, and then you're going to play?
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing like this, I'm telling you, in Houston.
I've heard it's just like the Masters.
The elevation changes? No, I said it's like golf in Georgia. Yeah, but, well, I didn't say it was like the Masters.
Well, I know what you mean by golf in Georgia.
Okay. I didn't say that. But it is nice. It's really nice. Elevation changes like you haven't seen before. So it's really, really cool. And we'll be out there on the 21st. Sorry, but the course was underwater all weekend long and got more rain yesterday. So we had to postpone until the 21st. So if you have a team in it, just know this. You will have a team in it on the 21st, but if you can't make it on the 21st, make sure that we know so that we can open that up for people to get in because it sold out in a hurry. It sold out quickly, and it will sell out again. So here we go. 810 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
But also give me my flowers because you never know what can happen. So I'd like you to call in and say good things about me.
Well, you okay? So in case Lance never has if this is his
or
last show
I just
ever.
Like, or if I just like where I'm going.
What do you mean? Like, where? What?
I just may not. Just what if I just say, "Hey, this feels good."
Oh,
laying in a bed sleeping. I just need my flowers. You guys need to say nice things about
Okay,
me.
Call in and let's say.
Del,
nice
do you
thing.
Want to start?
Nice thing.
Start with what?
I will start.
Okay.
All right. It has been maybe 17 or 18 years since he forgot his shoes on the top of his car.
That's a statement of fact. That's not a nice thing.
No, it's
to
a
say.
Nice thing. I mean, I look at how you've improved.
I want better things than that.
No, that's about as nice as I can get.
That's not good enough. That's not giving me my flowers. That's stating that I haven't left my shoes at home.
On the car. On top of the car.
Well, that was a very specific one when I lived in Sugar.
Right, and I said you haven't done that in a long time.
That was
how much better you are at it.
That was in 2000.
At being like a regular person.
That was in 2000. That was a long time ago.
I know.
When I left my shoes
That's
on the
car. That's
what
I said. Was
now,
it?
I have forgotten my shoes, you know, since then.
Yeah, but, I mean, have you?
Yeah.
I remember one time you came into Golf Spike.
But only in 610. Only at 610.
Yeah,
I haven't
really.
Done that for several radio
That's what
stations.
I'm saying. How much better you got as being a human being.
That's not my flowers. You're just stating that I didn't leave leave my shoes, that I wear shoes to
that's
work.
That's really an improvement
that's not
for you,
flowers.
Though. That's
saying, hey, you wear shoes to work. That should be the absolute minimum.
Right.
You should absolutely wear shoes to work. And I do. Let the record reflect. I do now. I have worn in the past slippers. Before I was getting mad about my kids running around in slides and socks, I have worn house slippers to the show before.
Yeah.
I got a little comfortable.
But my point is, you haven't forgot them on the top of the car.
Let's get all these great people that want to talk about me.
David wants to give you flowers. Hey,
yeah,
David.
Thanks.
I just can't thank you enough, man, for all the times we sat on that back porch with Draft Talk, whether it's Braxton Phelps or Roman Kettler, and going over our mocks. Man, I'll tell you, man, I hope you don't go, because it's been a long, fun ride, and you've been just like the best, man. You're not just the preeminent.
This is real.
You're the extra preeminent.
There's no such thing as Roman Kettler and Brockton Flames or whatever.
I just can't thank you enough. And God,
I've never
listen,
been on
y'all call
porch
in.
With him.
Everybody call in. This could be the last show. I got to go.
I've never been on a porch talking
you
about
are,
draft
he's distraught
with him.
Now because you said.
I've never been on a porch talking draft with him.
Right.
What about the back porch?
What back
I've
porch?
Never been on a back porch. A back porch.
Back porch.
Like you
let
gotta
him
be
into
in
your
country.
Home. You have a back porch.
You got to be on a.
You have a back porch, not a front porch.
Oh, I have a patio. No, I have a front porch. I don't really have a porch. Is kind of country.
Well,
but on your front porch, you got to have an elevated.
You're in Texas, bro.
Don't you have
There's
to have
porches
be elevated?
Here.
Well, I guess that's a front porch.
People have porches all over the world. That's not porches.
Front porch, back porch. Right. If you say the word porch a lot, it starts to sound weird. I have a back patio.
Yeah. You're so fancy, you probably got a porte-cochere or something. Let's get Ryan in here. Give him his flowers, Ryan.
Yeah. And make it good.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I mean, what can we say? You know, it's the Lance, the Snitchel, Johnny Granato's sidekick.
Don't put him.
The dude.
What?
The dude that hasn't put, you know, hasn't pooped in somebody's popcorn in 30 years. I mean, what can we
that's
say?
Not
about
a,
about
that's
Lance?
Not a benefit. That's not a bonus. That's
he
not a
draft the pooper of corn. Let's go.
That's not a nickname. That's not flowers. That's not flowers.
Is that like he's Aragorn Strider Aragorn? He's the pooper of popcorn.
No, he's like the Khaleesi with all her names.
With all her names.
Yeah. The pooper of corn. The forgetter of shoes. The wearer cowboy hat.
He called him the sidekick.
Well, that's
side
that's
piece.
Side piece.
Even worse.
Yeah.
These aren't. You know what? Here's it. Why don't y'all save these flowers for when I'm dead? These are the worst flowers I've ever
you
heard.
You asked for them.
I wanted people to say good things about me, Del.
They are.
Not that. Not things like pooping and popcorn.
The pooper of popcorn.
And John saying you haven't forgotten your shoes. These aren't. And making believe that we actually had a conversation about draft prospects that didn't exist. These aren't the flowers I was hoping for.
Shoes on.
I'd rather talk about Josh Hader than get fake flowers delivered to me.
Nah. Let's take a break. More flowers and plants coming your way. 713-780-3776. You know who else is coming your way? That's my man, Kent Jones at Dream Rate. Dream Rate Loans, the best. If you're looking for, I'm telling you, I love Kent. Kent is, he's fantastic. You know why I think he's the best is because he's saving thousands of dollars for people on a regular basis. You literally can save thousands of dollars at signing and over the course of your mortgage. That's thousands of dollars in your pocket. This is going to be the biggest, quite possibly the biggest expense you'll ever have in your life. Why would you not shop it? Why would you not get have somebody on your side working to get you what he thinks? And he's been in the business for 29 years. Dude knows the way to go for you, okay? Be it Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, FHA, VA, whatever loan it is, he has got access to all of them, and he is going to make sure that he works it so that you get as much in savings as you possibly can. He doesn't have the overhead that the other guys do. You're not just a number. He's taking an unlimited number of people every single time. He is not going to stretch himself too thin so that he can work that deal for you to make sure that you get his best every single time. More experience, a better deal. 75% of the public is still doing it wrong. Do it right with a broker and do it with the ultimate mortgage hookup in Kent Jones and Dream Rate. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN, 97.5. Please stand by. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. 822 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Coming up next, Ship Talk. Dell's got a bunch of, a lot of stuff. A lot of recklessness going on out there. Somebody sent Sarah McLaughlin. I will remember you.
In the arms of an angel. Well, no. She's got a couple of them. Yeah, I will remember you. Yeah, there's two different ones. You've got the one with the dogs with no eyes and stuff and cats with three arms. And then you've got I Will Remember You, which is that's the one.
Yeah. I'll remember you.
There's a few different in memoriam songs that they can use.
I'll remember you in the arms of an angel.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite ones.
And also, now that we've come to the end of our road, or whatever the song is by.
Are you talking about Boys to Men?
Boys to Men, yeah.
That's not Sarah McLachlan.
No, but that's another one that you can use.
Okay. We got flowers for Lance. Carson Wentz wants to get in here with some flowers for Lance. Jeez, hey, Carson Wentz.
This is terrible.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you guys supporting my journey as an NFL quarterback the last 5 years. You know, I know I've bounced around from the Eagles to the Commanders to the Colts to the Rams, but now I'm with the Chiefs. I'm gonna miss Lance on this show. You know, it's been a hell of a ride, and, you know, you guys talk about me, you know, every offseason, so I appreciate the support. Thanks, Lance.
That's not me. You talked about it. That's Keith, and Keith talks about Carson Wentz. Not us, not me. We've gotten fooled into it a couple times. Once again, that's not flowers. Mm-hmm. Flowers, like, man, you're so funny. You're so talented.
Right.
You're great at draft stuff. You make good brisket. Just the good stuff, the good things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good things you could say. That's what flowers means. Hmm. Not like, thanks for talking about football, about me, but it was the guy who always brings that guy up talking about him and pretending to be him. This is the three worst flowers I've ever seen, including you. That makes four.
Well, Dale, you have flowers for Lance? Did you?
Oh, come on. He doesn't have flowers.
He does, too. I know he's going to drop off some flowers for you.
He has no flowers for
you. He has nothing but nice things to say about you.
I can't even fake it.
Trash. Trash. When he calls, what is it? Trash ass Lance.
When the contact is trash ass Lance. Someone asked me to share your number because they wanted to talk to you, and I had trouble finding it because I forgot it's under T instead of L. So I was searching under
T. It's under T as in trash ass Lance.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is change that. Relabel it.
I was looking for it.
Relabel it.
No, it's. I think it's.
Fine. I was looking for it under L, and I was like,
relabel
why,
it.
Why can't I find his name? Oh, yeah. It's under T.
Put a different label on that just for Lance. Or at least Draft Expert Lance. Not, like D-E-L.
Draft Expert Lance isn't fun.
Draft Expert Lance. Dell.
Mm-hmm.
D-E-L.
No.
Two Dells.
Trash.
No, Draft Expert Lance. T-A-L.
Draft Expert Lance. Dell. Put it under Dell.
No, I'm not putting it under Dell.
Yes. What did you think about the Astros this weekend? Were you excited by what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any more exciting baseball than that.
You lost 2-3. It could have been lose 3-3. I mean, you're not going to win at home. You're not going to beat.
They're seventh inning. You know what was cool was they came through in the seventh inning twice, even though they blew it. They came through. Singleton's homer was in the seventh inning again.
Uh-huh.
Only then Brian Abreu, they back end of the bullpen is a mess. It's a mess. It is
Abreu.
What was supposed to be maybe the strongest point of the team is one of the worst, and you can't win games. They blew their eighth save this year. Eighth.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Eighth.
I would guess that there's some years where you're coming up on the highest number of the whole year would be probably 10.
I mean, when you're at your best, when Presley was at his best, are you kidding me?
Presley, Montero.
With Billy Wagner.
Abreu and Hader.
Brad Lidge. Brad Lidge went 50-0 with the Phillies.
Yeah. It wasn't us, though.
No, I know, but he was really good with us, too.
Yeah, he was, except the 1 year.
You got eight, and it's May 6th.
And Josh Hader throws an 0-2 pitch, grooves an 0-2 pitch.
I mean, right down the middle, 0-2.
What are we doing here, Josh?
I mean, he's just...
And you'd given away the lead before that anyway.
Now, he's got a little bit of a... He's got a change that comes in, and it really messes with hitters. But, dude, this is now multiple years. He wasn't great in San Diego. He wasn't great at the end. This is now starting to get a little bit. And you got this for 5 years? You got this for five years now.
5 years, man. Dude, what were they thinking 5 years? I know it feels like it's late to talk about that, but did you think this run was going to go five more years?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know.
Why would you give anybody a five-year deal that's not a position player?
What?
Home run hitter.
Yeah, he was bad in San Diego, then he was good in San Diego. He was bad in Milwaukee with a 4-2-4. He had a 7-3-1 in San Diego. Last year he turned it around with a 1-2-8. He had 33 saves. He had 5 blown saves. I think he's got 5 already.
Somebody asked, is this going to make Jim Crane nervous about signing guys in free agency? Well, he's not going to sign his own guys, at least not if they don't sign early. If they sign early, he'll sign them.
He's got one blown save this year, by the way. The bullpen has 8.
Yeah, but he's one blown save, but he's not been good.
But here's the deal is you're bringing him in. Here's the deal. You don't have enough save situations right now because you don't have the lead going in on the ninth inning.
I don't care what score
he's coming in a tie game. I don't know how many times. Well, he's got 3 losses. So, you know, in a tie game, he's no good.
Yeah, I don't care. And by the way, the idea that it's got to be a save situation or he's doing... When you come into a game as a pitcher, get guys out. Your job is to get guys out, period. I don't care if you got a 5-run lead, if you're down 5, if it's tied, or if you're trying to get a save. It doesn't matter. Do your job. Do your job. And Josh Hader's not doing his job. Montero has been way too up and down. We know Presley's been bad this year. Brian Abreu has been bad. Has not been himself. And right now, Yordan's not himself. Bregman's not himself. It's just all of your top players are not all of your top players, but many of your top players are nowhere close to who they should be. Yordan's stuck on 7 home runs. You've got he's at 7, right? Yeah, and then you got Kyle Tucker's up to 9 home runs. Honestly, John Singleton's having some of your better at-bats.
How about Kyle Tucker has 23 RBIs already?
Yeah.
We're only a month into the season.
And he'll be gone.
Just over a month. Yeah. Well, you always say, you got you got a year and a half of him. You got a year and 3/4 of him.
I don't know. I just don't like, thinking about the inevitable departure. Mm-hmm.
829.
I like feeling like there's a shot.
When we come back, we got some chip talk coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ship talk coming your way. Dell's got some good stuff you don't want to miss, especially from the Tom Brady. If you haven't seen any of the roast, pretty funny stuff. Right now, I've got to talk about Air Team. I'm in the middle of it with Air Team right now, where they're going to come in and install my AC units. And I can't be happier about the process that I've gone through, about the explanation that I get, the details that they look at that other companies don't. Listen, they get a 4.6-star Google review rating, a warehouse full of equipment and parts, which means that you're going to save on it. They've got rebates for their air conditioners. But more importantly, maintenance on your air conditioners. They told me, they said, listen, make sure that everybody knows that you've got to maintain your air conditioner. Have you looked at it for this summer yet? If you haven't, give them a call. Let them come to your home. It's not expensive, but what you got to do is you got to look at this stuff so that you're ready for all of these hot days that we got coming up. And then make sure that your air conditioner, your heater is working as well. 713-956-8326. That's 713-956-TEAM or airteamltd.com. You really, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear us, they will get there. They will get to you. They've been around for 35 years. It's a family owned and operated business. It's this third generation with Garrett. This is the third generation of Air Team. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to love what they do for you. I love what they're doing for me. I've gotten the best deal and the best explanations. Their communication is second to none. They speak English, Spanish, Russian, Farsi. 713-956-TEAM or airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, 835 at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So it's time for Dell to tell us who got a little reckless this weekend. Who was out there shaming?
Normally, baseball guys don't have a lot to say when it comes to this particular segment, but Jim Palmer's done with C.B. Buckner. C.B. Buckner, mm-hmm. we talk about a Hernandez here every now and again, but C.B. Buckner is one of the worst umpires in all of baseball, and Jim Palmer, the analyst for the Baltimore Orioles, is done with him.
Anderson coming off a leadoff home run yesterday in an 0-2 hole quickly. Cortez drops the arm angle down, and here you go. C.B. Buckner strike zone, full effect.
Well, you know, you kind of wonder how bad he's going to be, and he's shown us already in the first inning. This ball's a grounder. And, you know, all you want is a guy that understands what the strike's in. That's on the ground. He's not, shouldn't be umpiring, and he is. And they know it. Been around a long time doesn't mean you know, it's kind of like pitching. You know, when I couldn't get people out, I became a broadcaster.
So CB will be joining us at the booth tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, you are what you are.
That's pretty good. It wasn't on the ground, okay?
You
talk about pitchers. You want to talk about exaggerating? Holy crap! It was, you know, right below the knees. Okay, that's on the ground. Okay. I mean, that's a pitcher's perspective.
Man is frustrated.
That's a pitcher's perspective.
With C.B. Buckner.
All right.
We'll go to our guy in town, Todd Callis. You know, he joins the Killer Bees every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he did. He said this before this weekend series, but he pretty much told the fans to don't be a fan later.
The last I saw, Fangraphs had them at a 45% chance to make the playoffs. So I'm okay if people want to jump off the bandwagon as long as you don't jump back on when things go well. I really appreciate the true diehard fans that stay with this team during the tough times. We've had 7 years of amazing, incredible accomplishments to give up on this team that quickly.
Don't be a fan later.
He said keep that same energy. That's what he tried to tell you.
Yeah. Yep. To you two.
He said no new fans.
Yeah. Don't.
No, what?
Don't jump on when it turns around.
I'm pissed off at him.
Well, and Todd Callis was interviewed on Friday before Saturday and Sunday.
Before Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so.
Before that offensive explosion of no runs on Saturday.
So who knows how he feels today, but he wants you guys to not be a fan later. We'll stay local because Patrick Beverley had an interesting night in an elimination scenario where his Bucks were eliminated. He threw a basketball at a couple fans, and he told an ESPN producer, get your mic out of my face because you're not subscribed to my podcast. Well, Nick Wright, who was in town at the time that Patrick Beverly was in town, had some things to say about Patrick Beverly. It was like a 3-minute rant. I cut it down to like 35 seconds. Here's Nick Wright.
So I've seen the whole journey, Pat, and I'm going to go through it for the audience because it's as embarrassing as anything that happened last night. From when you got to Houston, I was there. You were thrilled to be in the league. Happiest guy in the world, hanging out at Onyx at 3 in the morning with your ridiculous fake chains because you couldn't get into Dreams yet. I understand, I was in a similar spot, buddy. And you went from that to whatever you've become, a delusional, cheap shot artist, misogynistic clown, promoting your podcast at the expense of your career, which to its credit, let me check, while still behind Andy Roddick's tennis podcast and your own teammates' pod, you are ahead of Bear Grease by Clay Newcomb. So good luck with it.
Damn. Everything you said was true, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. He went on.
It
was 3+ minutes of him getting after Patrick Beverly.
He was very accurate in the whole thing, and it was
Pat has been, he hasn't really been a plus for teams, if you want to know the truth. And he's been on, in the last 2 years, is it 6 teams or 7 teams he's been on?
Yeah, for whatever reason, teams delude themselves into thinking, if they think they want to contend or compete, let's add Patrick Beverly. He'll add some type of defensive presence, and that's not the case anymore.
No.
He's older, and you get it. At some point, you're not going to be as quick as you once were. We know offense was never his game, so if he's going to be a liability on both ends, you see why people, this isn't so great. Let's move along.
Mm-mm.
He got traded for, like, campaign in the offseason, so that's where he's at right now. We got a couple more, and these come from the roast. We're going to go with something a little softer because a lot of it is rough. But Drew Bledsoe went up there, and he wasn't immune to taking shots at Tom Brady's marriage. So here's Drew Bledsoe first.
So, hey, look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my
That's
God.
Pretty good.
I didn't hear that one. Oh, my God. There was
good.
A lot of,
oh, my God.
There was a lot of marriage jokes.
Wait a minute. The trainers.
Nikki Glaser?
Well, wait a minute. What about the guy you sent me said talking about the trainers' huevos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
his ex-wife likes to work with the trainers.
Yeah, well, Nikki Glaser, did you hear what she said?
No.
She said something along, we're not going
to
play that one.
He could be doing something to her and still kick your ass at the same time.
Yeah, to lose your ex-wife. He could be. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
You just did.
Your. What? I said your. That's all I said. He could be eating something and then kicking your ass. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what you could possibly mean.
Well, I didn't say it.
Oh my God.
I'm better than you.
Ever since he got a show, he's
don't
so
put,
nasty.
Look, no.
He said he's nasty
coming
work
from
in
the
that
guy who
room.
Talks about ice
hey,
spices.
Hey, baby reindeer.
Hey.
Enough.
Hey, you're criticizing me. How many times have you referenced someone's C word before?
Because I'm trying to clean things up.
Yeah.
Choo-choo?
No, stop.
I'm trying to clean things
That's
up.
That's not cleaning anything
up. In the music
up.
Industry, I'm cleaning things up.
It's not cleaning anything
piece
up.
Piece by piece.
Well.
It's taking hold. We're going to get her. We're going to run her up out of the music business.
You're not running
so we
her
get
up.
Things out, cleaned
you're
up.
Not going to run her up out of the music business. Don't stop it. That's a ridiculous journey you want to take. It's dumb. We're going to move on to one more. Nikki Glaser, who's one of the stars of the roast. This is probably her tamest, but it's her funniest. And apologies because I can only grab someone filming it and filming their TV. For whatever reason, the clean audio of that isn't up yet. But here's Nikki Glaser talking about Brady losing money in crypto.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, we know that not real money. Like...
If you missed it,
me know
said,
that not
me
real
know
money.
That not real money. Even Gronk.
Even Gronk. And they cracked up. I cracked up. Kevin Hart stood up and Gronk was laying on the table. Me know that not real money. That's good stuff. 843 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of ship talk going on. I don't know. Why did Brady say he would do that? especially with all the stuff with the marriage and
yeah, it's weird timing. I didn't think he would be a guy who would be okay being made fun of.
Well, how about
I give it up to him because this was a real roast. Now,
no,
if you thought this was going to be soft, Julian Edelman is just airing out grievances. Have you seen Julian Edelman went right after Bill Belichick, and I remember when you told us, Bill, that if you've never seen roast. You go after everyone.
Yeah.
If you never, you'd say, you guys are effing this and that, and I can get better wide receiver play from Foxborough High. He goes, well, look at you now. That's the only place you could coach, Foxborough High. And they don't even want you.
Then he goes, do your job. How about you find a job, coach?
Yeah, that's what he said. And then Bill Belichick said, I'm known for a saying, I guess, culturally, do your job. I've been watching you on CBS Gronk, and all I can say is, please stop doing your job. He said that to Gronk.
844.
Well, it was raw. And there's one guy, I'd never even heard of this guy. The one
either,
I sent to you.
Well, what about what he
said? Oh, my God. Jeffrey Ross has a new. He used everything that you think you can't say, comedians think should be allowed inside of a roast.
Yeah.
He said it and got away with it.
What about the guy who said you kicked out the same stool that Hernandez used to kick out
Edelman had an Aaron Hernandez hanging joke.
Wow.
Everyone always asked me about Rob Gronkowski's crank, but he didn't say crank. He goes, I mean, you know, it's good enough to get the job done, but the guy who was really hung was another tight end. Think about it. I'm like, oh my
Brady
God.
Brady talked about the prerequisites for being a Patriot tight end was like blocking, catching, not killing anyone.
This is what we needed. Uncomfortable, roasty stuff.
Right.
Except you can't make, except you're not allowed to make a massage joke to Robert Kraft.
No, that's it.
One thing.
Brady was, did not like.
For some reason, everything else is on the table. Murderers,
wives,
whenever they ex-wives. Said never seen the one guy who said Kim Kardashian's here.
Yeah,
haven't seen. What did he say? Boy, Kendrick Lamar and Lamar and Drake. A lot of public beef. Haven't seen that much public beef since Kim Kardashian. Am I right? And she's out there, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
Good stuff.
You couldn't even watch it all. You get to.
I know. I was too uncomfortable.
The cringe stuff makes you that uncomfortable. You couldn't get the roast highlight.
I was laughing, but I was like, well, that one guy was just, oh my gosh.
We couldn't even play him. Nope. Not even close.
Time to talk about, you know what? You ain't playing with your backyard and everything's going on with your patio furniture. How about this? Because Robin brought it out to our golf tournament. She brought out a chair that had orange and blue, like your favorite baseball team, right? How about making your furniture, if you're going to go out and tailgate at a professional football game or a college football game, how about you bring the chairs that are the color of your team? How about powder coat them so that they look like your team? The straps and everything, Houston Powder Coaters can do that. They got all the colors you possibly need. If your furniture is old and faded or broken, and you just send Robin a text of your patio furniture, and she'll tell you whether or not she can save it. And if she can't save it, you go buy new stuff. But the new stuff isn't as good. Listen, if you've got furniture, patio furniture that's 10 years or older, that steel in that patio furniture is much better than the steel today. It just is. So you might want to save yours. And, oh, by the way, it's in a lot of cases, it's going to be a lot cheaper than buying new stuff. So you're looking for a great way to make your patio furniture look great again, or you want it to look like your favorite team, 281-676-3888, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. So, this is Lance's last show. Maybe. We don't know. But we're not sure. We know that he's not going to be here for the next 4 days. We know that there's no golf tournament tomorrow. that we moved it to the 21st because of the rain from this weekend. We know that Lance is going away. Maybe, I mean, we've seen a lot of stories where wives kill their husbands or they have someone do it. Maybe that happens as well after they spend time together. Gosh. After Nicole realizes that she doesn't want to spend four straight days with him, that's a possibility.
She's been 20 plus years.
Yeah, but you left. You leave a lot for draft stuff or you're
it's
not
only
home.
Draft.
But she has to be with
only
you
leave in like
for
24
hours
April.
For 4 days. That's a... That's a full, you know, hey, that's 96 hours.
Let me tell you something. Our time is great when there's no kids around.
Okay. Okay. We're not sure about that. But yeah, maybe according
I'm sure about it.
Okay.
She is too. It's when you have five kids and you're together 20 years, let me tell you something. It's unbelievable when we go on trips together, or take vacations or even staycations and there's no kids. And it's like, hey, we like each other a lot. Mm-hmm. Forgot about this.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure she'd say the same thing, but okay.
She would. She has multiple times.
Okay, I don't know.
That's Wendy's glad you golf a lot.
Well, she's working when he's golfing anyway.
She's working. There's a reason she's
working. She ain't got time for my foolishness.
You mean she likes having a job? What do you mean there's a reason she's working?
She ain't got time for that. So anyway, so Lance is asking for flowers, and we've given them.
You don't have to anymore.
I really have appreciated that he hasn't left his shoes on his car in 20 years. 20 years he hasn't left his shoes on top of his car. I mean, that's a positive.
It's been at least 4 or 5 years since he's ended someone's career. Body bags.
Really? Body bags? It really has been a while. It's been, and how long has it been since he destroyed a brisket?
Maybe about that time, maybe even longer.
Right. About that same 5 years
thanks,
or so.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your flowers.
You're welcome. You asked.
I mean, have any briskets died? Because of Lance? No.
All of
these
are lies, and you guys continue to leave these narratives out there hanging.
No, we're saying just a positive.
Body bags. Say good things like...
These are good things. You haven't killed anybody's career in how long?
You're right. We should start trading these players away. What about that?
Mm. Oh.
That's not fun.
What? Yeah.
You're not right.
Yeah, I am
right.
Because
they're going to start to win now, and then you're going to regret it.
You heard what Todd Callis said. Don't be a fan later.
Yeah, don't be. Yeah.
You're just scared
Keep
of Todd
that same
Callis.
Energy.
You're just afraid of Todd Callis.
Keep that same energy.
Just say you're afraid of Todd Callis.
I'm not. I am afraid of Todd Callis, if you want to know the truth. Yeah. Anthony wants to give some flowers to Lance. Hey, Anthony.
This is going
to
be real.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. All right. Flowers for that, Lance. Yep. I love him. He's a great guy. Thank you. Very funny. Love his singing. But the best thing about Lance is how much he annoys Dale.
That's right. Good one, Anthony.
That's the best. He does annoy Dale. That's true.
Yep.
And that's the best thing about him, that Dale gets annoyed by him.
I mean, I feel like his lack of professionalism should annoy everyone.
No. It's not what it is.
I feel like I shouldn't be alone in this.
They want me to keep going, so I go past breaks because they say, keep going.
That's not even the worst of it. It's your inability to be in your chair at a reasonable time, so I don't have to go in there later and adjust cameras and yell down the hall to make sure you're going to be here.
You always come in here and goof around.
No, I don't.
That's his job, is to adjust the cameras, and you're never here for it.
For YouTube?
I mean...
Yes.
No, and this morning, he was in the middle of a sentence when we started. You know that? But sometimes we actually start the show, and Lance knows it's starting. There's
sometimes.
My flowers.
Okay. Sometimes There's he's some in flowers. His chair.
Sometimes. Sometimes he's in his chair. And we start the show.
You know what you're dressed like? You're dressed like a referee who's in cold weather right now. Look at him. Look at the hat.
I am in cold weather.
You look like
it is warming up in here, though.
You look like
you go in there and change it.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's set for our first hour's freezing.
Yeah, right.
It's on a schedule, so there's nothing we can do.
He looks like the alternate official who's not actually on the field, but he's like he's standing near the coach.
I'm the guy.
Well, AD doesn't know when our show starts. No, probably.
I'm the guy who I'm wearing my NFL hat that looks like.
I'm an
official, but what I look like is I'm the guy who is from the league office, who's on the sideline, who's coordinating the official stuff or making sure that, or maybe I'm the backup ref.
That's what I said. You're the alternate ref.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what you said. Yeah. That's what I look like to me.
Give me my
or
flowers.
I just look like somebody who is trying to get another contract. By the way, did you see even more Total access down now. Yeah. So they've gotten rid of all the live programming.
Good Morning Football?
That's the only one. And that's off for several months.
Well, no, that's in L.A. now, right? Or they moved?
Yeah, it's moved from New York to L.A., but it's not on the air now. They've cut it off for like several months while they do whatever.
What are we talking about? Wow. Keith, what do you want to give some flowers or what?
Yeah, I want to get some flowers. I mean, you know, what can we say about Lance, you know, like other than, I mean, he's just the preeminent draft expert, you know. He's the breaker of chains, you know. He leaves coffee rings, coffee stains, yeah, you know, for Dale to pick up. I mean,
but what else though?
If he's really going out to pasture, Johnny G, can you pull some strings?
I'm not going out to pasture. I'm saying if somebody kills me,
get Raheel back on the show. I think he'd be a great replacement. Get Raheel. Hashtag free Raheezy. Let's go.
This isn't about him. It's about me, Keith.
Well, if you're being put out the pasture,
stop hashtagging other people.
We have to move on.
I'm not being put out the pasture. This is if I get kidnapped or killed by a cartel or something.
So
or lightning.
If
you get killed by a cartel.
Why would a cartel be after you again? Because of your draft stuff?
They don't have to be after you for anything. They just kill random people sometimes.
Well, sometimes it has a lot to do with their business.
If you're in a cartel situation, I guess, if you're in the middle of a drug deal.
Do you know, I was talking to somebody about a local chef who's really, really good. He was talking about a time that he was in Mexico. No, he wasn't in Mexico City. He was somewhere in Mexico. And he said he had this really cool time. It was great. He was in the, you know, he was in a place that's very touristy and not a problem. And they decided to go to this other bar that they had, that they didn't hear about it. They just saw it. And it was a tequila bar. And he said they walked in, and as they were going in, this guy stopped them and patted them down, him and his friend. And he's like, okay, well, at least they're being safe here.
Yeah.
You know? So he walked in. He said everyone starts looking at him and his friend. And they're there, and they start looking around. They notice there's a lot of dudes in there that are kind of at the bar area. But then there's one guy in a corner over here with girls around him. There's another guy in the other corner with girls around him in these corner booths. There's another guy there's four corners. Three of them have individual one or two guys there and a lot of girls around. And then there's just dudes around the bar area. And so he's like, huh. So they walk over to get their tequila because it's a tequila bar, right? So they're going to go get one. And before they get to the bar, this guy steps in front of them and said, no. You go sit at that table in English. And he said, we can't go order from the bar. He goes, they'll come to you. Go sit at the table. So they go sit at the table like, I'm just going to follow the rules here. Whatever the rules here, we'll go sit there. And so as they're sitting there, a guy comes over and says, what do you need? He says in Spanish. And they said, oh, we're just going to get each a tequila they order. And he goes, okay, you can have one. And they're like, what the hell? And as they look around, they notice that there's just a bunch of guys with pieces on them. And they realize, we're in a cartel bar.
Well,
we're not supposed to be here. He said, we very calmly had our one tequila, didn't make eye contact with anybody, and got the hell. Because they said they would look over and they'd notice a guy, like one of the guys was staring at him. And they're like, oh boy, let's just don't look in that direction. And he realized really quickly. So what if I end up in a cartel bar and I say the wrong thing? Like if I say, do you guys know La Raza? What if I say that to somebody?
Yeah. No. If you say,
but I mean the person, but instead I'm like, what about La Raza?
Yeah. What about the race?
You know La Raza's not Mexican, right?
No.
What?
He's not Mexican.
Where is he from?
He's El Salvadoranian.
Okay. Oh, is he?
Yes. Don't do that, John.
I was waiting. John.
I didn't say anything.
He's Hispanic. He's Hispanic, causing panic.
You made a move.
I did not move.
The cartel would have looked at that move and go, oh,
I did not.
He's trying to make a move.
There's multiple cartels. Not trying to make a move. You got to make a move with Underdog.
So I have made a move with Underdog, several moves. In fact, some of them lately haven't been as good. It's like, I got to start playing the insurance. You can play insurance on the Pick'em Challenge, right? So you pick between two and five players, but if you pick as many as three, you can do the insurance, which is, basically, you just have to win two out of three when you go higher or lower on the stats. If you win two of the three, you're going to get a little bit more than your money back. You win all three, you get a lower payout than you would if you did no insurance. If you did no insurance, you win 6-1, unless you have a scorcher. And a scorcher is something where it gives you a multiplier. So if you're looking at all these things at a glance, what are you talking about? Well, look, the best thing to do is go download the app, Underdog Fantasy. Download that app. Make your first deposit as low as $10. You can start off, but you can go all the way as high as you want to. Just know this. They'll match your first deposit up to $100 when you use promo code Lance. And this is a great thing to me. You've got a chance to win 100 times your original play. 100 times your original play when you're using those scorchers, which are things like double-double, right? Anthony Edwards, double-double, 2.1, you know, times 2.1. So it's 2.1 times your original play. It's a multiplier in there, and it gives you a chance to win up to 100 times your original play. It's completely legal in the state of Texas, and we're talking about real money. So take your basketball knowledge right now during the playoffs. Watch the games and play along with Underdog Fantasy. It makes it so much fun. Watch and play at the same time. Underdog Fantasy, you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.